All right, good evening. We're going to call our meeting to order tonight. Ask that everyone please stand. Ms. Reed, if you would give us our invocation for the evening, please.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to gather and to serve our community. We please ask that you give us the spirit of wisdom, that we serve with honor and dignity and integrity, and we make everyone feel respected and valued. Please be with us as we travel this holiday season, and please be with our library workers who will be working and serving our community as the kids are out of school. We thank you for the blessings in our lives to have this opportunity. In Jesus Christ, we pray, amen.
Amen, amen. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
For our roll call this evening, we do have Mr. Rasto, Ms. Ella, Mr. Eric, Ms. Rena, and Mr. Christopher, and myself, Alan Moore, all present and accounted for. I'm going to ask Mr. Eric if he would read our board announcement.
Welcome to the library, the Lafayette Public Library Board of Control meeting. I would like to announce the following. This is a public meeting to address the Board of Control on any item on the agenda. Please complete and submit the public speaker form prior to the calling of the agenda item in order to have the opportunity to speak. Additional procedures and policies for addressing the board may be found on the public speaker form. Completed speaker forms and other items for submission to the board should be handed to Ms. Nancy Hebert, or designee, seated at the table to our right. When addressing the board, state your name, parish of residence, and title for the official record. All comments must pertain to library business in general and the action item being considered in particular. The 3-minute rule will be in effect. Members of the public are asked to remain quiet during the meeting to allow the board to conduct its business efficiently and to refrain from making comments while other members of the public are addressing the board from the podium. Anyone who willfully disrupts the meeting to the extent that the orderly conduct thereof is seriously compromised will be subject to removal in accordance with the applicable law. Meeting procedures are governed generally by Robert's Rule of Order, but the presiding officer may deviate from Robert's Rules of Order when necessary, convenient, or desirable for the efficient proceedings of the meeting. Please silence all phones and electronics devices. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Eric. Okay, we're going to open up this evening with comments from the library board. Do we have any comments? Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. I wanted to ask the board to bring back a vote that we had made last month for our board meeting for 2026. When I went back and listened to the audio to review the minutes, there wasn't a clear motion to accept the calendar. There was a second. So just for clarity, I would like us to do that. So we'd need to add it to the agenda tonight, and we need a unanimous vote to do that.
Okay. So on the table, I'd like to make a motion to add an item to our agenda this evening for the library calendar. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. Mr. Christopher has a second. Do we have any public comment? Well, do we need to take a moment to allow the public
yes.
to consider comment? Okay. We'll give you a moment to consider if anyone wants to make that comment. Okay. We'll go ahead and call for a vote. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, the motion carries. We do have this item added to the agenda. And now being we are on that item for the agenda, Ms. Ella, would you like to make the motion?
Yes, I'd like to make a motion that we accept the board meeting for 2026 with the February meeting date changed of February 9th instead of February 16, 2026. That was the only change that that there was for the calendar. Mr. Stewart?
Right. You're just making a motion that we adopt the proposed calendar that we all saw last month with the change from the February dates from the Monday before Mardi Gras to the previous Monday.
Yes, sir. That's my motion.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Second.
Mr. Christopher seconds. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? I'm sorry.
We should allow for public comment.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I apologize. We'll give everyone a moment to consider public comment on this item here. Okay. It doesn't seem like we have any public comment. Thank you very much. I'll go ahead and call for the vote now. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the motion carries. All right. Thank you all very much for that. We will turn our attention to Mr. Ghislaine for our director's report.
Okay. So this is sort of going to combine me and Don's reports. At the current time, we have 7 vacancies in the system, including 1 librarian 1 and 2 LA1s and 4 LTA1 positions. Last month, we filled one of the LTA1s at Main and one of the ones at North. I attended the Friends monthly board meeting and the Foundation monthly board meeting since the last meeting. In October, we had 71,330 visitors to our libraries, and we had 129,900 checkouts. Patron attendance at our programs was 24% higher than last month. 7,697 patrons attended 376 programs. The bookmobile made 37 stops and had 674 visits, and we delivered to 50 of our homebound patrons. We'll be moving how we handle our remote access to our electronic resources over the next month or so to EasyProxy. It will streamline remote authentication and standardize the way we do it across all of our resources. And over the next couple of months, we'll be unveiling a few new resources and a few expanded digital offerings.
Very cool. Mr. Ghislaine, what was the percentage of increase that you said in our programs?
24%. The attendance was 24% higher.
And that was just over last month, or was that over October?
Over
last
year? Month.
Okay. So is that uptick what we typically see year over year from October?
September to October, not really. August is the month that we don't have as many programs, so this was a pretty good jump.
Any idea what new programming, different programming? I'm just curious. That's a pretty substantial increase.
Not sure.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you.
Do you know the name of the program that drew the most participants or patrons to the program?
That
helped.
I do not.
Oh, it's a combination of programs.
We had over 300 programs. We had close to 400 programs last month, so I'm sure awesome. It's spread out.
That's awesome.
Follow up question to that, Danny. Does your team coordinate or correlate social media or marketing efforts in attendance? Like, see if there's a correlation between what is happening in social or marketing and like attendance in person?
We have not in the past, but we have changed the way we do our social media in the last couple of months, and we are preparing to move forward the marketing plan. As the new year comes, we're meeting with the marketing firm that we hired. We have another meeting tomorrow and then one in December, and we're hoping to be active. But we have been changing the way we interact. And as part of the marketing plan with the company BBR Creative, we will be trying to measure to show, so we can show that, yeah, this was a good idea to go with a marketing company and to spend more time and effort marketing the library or not. So otherwise, we'll stop.
Okay. Got it. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions from the board? Mr. Galane? I'm assuming we're going to stick with Mr. Galane because I don't see our assistant.
I combined them.
Oh, wow. Look at you.
Yeah, that's government efficiency right there.
That's exactly what that was. That was impressive. All right. We're going to move to Mr. Larry for our facilities and financial updates, please.
All right. Our major facility projects are moving forward. We've initiated the budget revision to move $500,000 into the elevator modernization project at the main library. That is set to be introduced tomorrow night and hopefully adopted on December 2nd. After that funding has been moved, we have enough funding in place to send this project out the bid based on the initial estimates. So we're going to go ahead and forward those documents to the purchasing department to initiate the bidding process. As it relates to our South Regional Library renovation project, all of the HVAC equipment has finally arrived. Just in the nick of time, our Unit 1 air handler decided to blow at like midnight on last Sunday or this previous Sunday. It's all blurred in my mind now. Anyway, it set off the smoke detectors. The fire department was on site. I had to call out an electrician to make sure there was nothing wrong with our panels, and we had to reset everything. But luckily, the contractor was able to start replacing that entire unit the next day. So we got very lucky with that. We did have to adjust the scheduling. We planned on replacing number 4 instead of number 1, but we just made adjustments and went with it. The re-roofing project will be starting soon for that facility. The contractor has started delivering and storing materials on site, and we have a pre-construction meeting scheduled for tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. So there's going to be a lot of activity, a lot of interruptions at South Regional Library in the next couple of months. But it's all for a good cause, and hopefully we get that facility up to par to last us another 20 years. The North Regional Library renovation project, we're still waiting on a pre-construction meeting to be scheduled. However, we have been working on moving into a temporary location in Carencrow. We've got that open to the public thanks to the help of our maintenance and IT staff. We did a lot of work to get that facility up and going. The staff at the North Regional Library are also working very hard moving the collection from that location to our warehouse. We've rented book carts, we've hired movers, but they have pulled every single book off of every shelf, checked them out, and loaded them onto other carts so that they could be moved by movers. And then our maintenance staff are assembling shelving at our warehouse so that we can have our live collection at the warehouse. It's all progressing very well, and that building should be empty by December. And the contractor will hopefully be on site around the same time starting renovations. So it's all moving very well. And that's all I have for facilities. No other questions. I'll move on to financials.
I do have one question. Did I hear you say they've checked all the books out?
Yes, they had to check them out to the warehouse so that when people place holds on them, we know where to pull the books, and we have to enter department. We have to transfer them between locations. Yeah.
Gotcha. Makes sense. Yeah. Makes sense. Okay. You can move forward to the financials, please, Mr. Lair.
Yes. So our new fiscal year started November 1, so I don't have a financial report for you for November for the new fiscal year, but what I provided you was a financial report for last fiscal year. It gives you a better idea of where the numbers are landing. Again, these are not finalized numbers. The audit process and all the accruals take until about April to be finalized. But as of today, last fiscal year numbers ended with revenues of $15.8 million and expenses of $14.8 million. Surplus scenario of about $1 million. Again, this is going to fluctuate up and down. but it's perfect. It's a perfect number, perfect surplus of $1 million to operate a new facility when we do construct it. So it's looking good.
Fantastic. Okay, any board questions for Mr. Larry?
Only one. So Larry, do we coordinate with, say, Karen Crow City Government to communicate the new location for the temporary library?
Yeah. We, the Mayor of Karen Crow actually helped put us in touch with someone to find a temporary building. So we worked with them. We also worked with the school system because a ton of buses stopped at the community center right next door. And in fact, we communicated with the school system earlier, and then Karen Crow Police communicated with the school system again. And so they have moved the school bus stop so it's not right next to the library so that people aren't going onto a construction site. So yeah, we worked very closely with them.
I'm just thinking for more of an awareness. I know I reached out to Candace Thompson, who does the social media for the city, just to let her know, and I know she shared on the city's page. Is that something that we are repeatedly communicating via social media or coordinated announcements with the city of Karen Crow so that more residents are aware of it?
We have not coordinated with the city of Karen Crow as far as publicizing it, but we will.
Okay. Thanks.
Awesome. All right. We're going to move on to the approval of the minutes. Give a few moments for everyone to peruse the event that you hadn't had a chance to as of yet.
I have one change.
Yes, Ms. Ella.
When you look at number 8 under new business, B, board meetings, when we did the vote, they have Rena Bradley as listed as abstained, but she voted to approve the board minutes at the meeting, at the last meeting, so that just that one adjustment needs to be made. It's on page 4.
Yep.
So just remove Rena's name from abstain and move it to yays. And that's it.
Okay, do you want to formulate?
Yes. I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes of the board meeting from October 2025.
Well, Ms. Ella, we would need to make a motion to make the change first.
Oh, I'm rolling too fast. I'm
no
sorry.
No problem.
I'd like to make a motion to change the minutes from October 20th to reflect that Rena Bradley voted yes, remove her from abstained, and move her to yay column.
I'll second.
Let me, before we move to the second, if you don't mind, I'll just modify that just a bit, just to where there's clarity for the record. Under new business for section B under board meetings, we want to change Ms. Bradley's record vote from abstain to yay. If we can get a second on that.
I'll second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. We'll give a moment for the public to consider any comments, being this is ad hoc. Okay. I think everyone's good. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, that motion carries. Okay. And I'll go ahead and motion that we approve the minutes now as they are reflected accurately for October 20th, 2025 regular board meeting. Do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Chris seconds. We have a motion and a second on the floor. Do we have any public comment? No public comment. All those in favor, aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, we will now move to our unfinished business from last month's meeting, which is the election of officers. According to our bylaws, we're supposed to have the election of officers the month preceding to the start of our new fiscal year. We attempted to do that. I was out with pneumonia and a couple other people were out, and we were not able to get the quorum that we needed for the votes. So therefore, it got pushed to this month. So I'm going to open up nominations for the office of vice president.
President or vice president?
Vice president first, of which I would like to nominate Miss Ella.
I nominate Miss Ella.
Okay, well, we do have one nomination, and we don't really need a second. Are there any other nominations other than Miss Ella for vice president?
Yes, I would like to nominate myself, Rena Bradley, for vice president.
Okay. We have Miss Ella and Miss Bradley. Any other nominations before I close? Okay, we're going to close. We do not need a motion for the vote. I'm just going to call the vote. I'm going to go down the line just to where it's clear. And Mr. Galane, if you can please make sure to record reflectively each vote. Mr. Arasto, we're going to be voting on first Ms. Rena Bradley. You vote yay or nay for vice president?
Before we go, we do have on the agenda that we are allowing public comment on this.
Are we?
Yeah.
So okay. Thank you for that, Stuart. So we'll pause on that, hold on that, and we will open up for any public comment. That's it? Okay. All right. Mr. Arasto.
For Ms.
Rena Bradley.
Bradley, no for me.
Okay. Ms. Ella.
Well, I'm going to vote for myself, so.
Okay, what's your vote for Ms. Rena?
No.
Okay. Mr. Eric.
No.
Ms. Rena.
Yes.
Myself, no. Chris.
No.
Okay. We'll move to the vote for Ms. Ella. Go down the same process. Mr. Rasto.
Yes.
Ms. Ella.
Yes.
Mr. Eric.
Yes.
Ms. Rena.
No.
Myself, Alan Moore, yes. Mr. Chris.
Yes.
Okay. We do have a majority, as our bylaws require us to have. Ms. Ella will serve as our vice president for our 26th term, and she's eligible to serve for 2 years. Obviously, it's a one-year term, but you can serve 2 one-year terms back-to-back. Okay, so at this point, we're going to move to the office for the president. We'll open up for nominations.
I nominate Alan Moore.
Okay.
I nominate Mr. Eric Baquette.
Any other nominations? Okay, before we move to a vote, do we have any public comment? All right, no public comment. We will follow the same process here. We'll go with Mr. Eric, and we'll start with Mr. Arasto.
So this is for Mr.
Eric as president. Yes, sir.
No.
No.
Mr. Eric?
No.
Ms. Rena?
Yes.
Myself, no. Mr. Christopher?
No.
Okay, we'll move to Alan Moore for president. Mr. Arasto?
Yes.
Ms. Ella?
Yes.
Mr. Eric?
Yes.
Ms. Rena?
No.
Alan Moore, yes. Mr. Christopher?
Yes.
All right, we do have a quorum there. Alan Moore will serve as the office of president for this up and coming fiscal year. All right. Well, thank you all very much for that. Now we're going to move to some new business. We have library discords. Is that in our packet? That is not in our packet.
Can I read those? Were emailed to you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. Mr. Christopher, if you would, read the motion.
Motion for the library to discard 4,553 books, having been out of use for over a year due to the books being superseded, obsolete, unused, or otherwise unnecessary.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second. Do we have any public comments? No public comments. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? No opposed. The motion carries. We have one final item of new business here on the agenda. Typically, the board in times past has not met in December. So we have a motion. I would like to motion that the board would agree to not have a regularly scheduled board meeting for the month of December 2025. Do we have a second?
A second.
We have a motion and a second. Do we have any public comment?
No public comment.
No public comment. Please note that, correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Stewart, but I believe that this has to be unanimous, if I remember correctly, on the vote for the optional meeting in December.
I believe so.
I think it's just a majority.
Is it majority? Okay. Well, then it is a standard vote. So we'll just have that vote now. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries. All right. A few announcements. Would like to remind that there will be a special meeting of the Library Board on Wednesday, November 19th, which is this Wednesday, at the Lafayette City Parish Council Auditorium. So if you would like to, please avail yourself to that. Also, a reminder that yearly ethics training and sexual harassment training must be completed before December 31st. And if anyone has any questions on that, I know we do have a couple of newer board members. Mr. Galane, I'm sure, would be more than willing to give that direction and accommodate any questions that there may be. So we now move to comments from the public on any other library matters not listed on this agenda.
Ed Hale.
Good evening. I'm Eb Hale, and I represent myself, and I live in Lafayette. I just wanted to make a comment on the rules that I used to have for the speakers. I noticed that rule number 6 was taken off of the list here, and I'd like to read it to you. There will be no debate or confrontation with the board. The speaker will not make any derogatory comments about any person, but will simply state factually what that speaker's comments are. And I thought that was a good rule, and it's interesting because if you're going to address the city council, there's a rule very similar to that, and I'd like to read it to you. There will be no debate with the council. Vulgarity will not be allowed. The speaker will not make any derogatory comments about any person, but will simply state factually what the speaker's concerns are. And so I am wondering why there's a difference there. So I just thought I'd bring it to your attention. Thank you.
Debbie Hale.
Mr. Vice President, am I allowed to make a comment?
You sure? Yes, ma'am.
There was a change in our presentation of our speaking guidelines due to the lawsuit that was brought against some of the members of the library board. And so I would encourage anyone who has a question about that to read the numerous news articles, to read the public information about the case so that they can figure out for themselves exactly what transpired between previous library board members and the public.
Thank you, Ms. Rena.
Debbie Hale from Lafayette.
We forgot the timer last time. I'm sorry.
I just want to thank you for your service to the community. And I feel like the rules, you know, if it's good enough for the parish council meetings, it should be good enough for the library board meetings, the same respect due to the members. So thank you very much.
Okay, is that all right?
Yes, ma'am.
Hear you.
I'm pretty loud. You can probably hear me without it. Jenny McWhorter, I'm a resident of Lafayette Parish. I'm also a little bit concerned about the changes that were made in regard to how the public can participate. And I'm just noticing that going back, and you had referenced looking at newspaper articles to get ourselves familiar with the background of all the controversy that's been going on for a number of years. Well, I have attended many of those board meetings, so I feel like I have a little bit of a comprehension. And I'm just concerned that there's a little bit of one-sidedness that has gone on as a result of the settled lawsuit against the previous president. And I'm just feeling like the settlement that in part of it features, in addition to the monetary aspect, prohibits the display of the Louisiana Revised Statute 14-103. It prohibits the statute from being read aloud or distributed at board meetings. It prohibits rules that limit protected speech from being read or enforced at library board meetings. It prohibits law enforcement being up here in case there might be a need for them, which there has been demonstrably in the past. I think that this exhibit that's supposed to be attached as a result of the lawsuit that's titled First Amendment in Open Meetings Law Guidelines for the Library Board of Control that contain additional restrictions, which if violated, can lead to the board's removal by the parish council. I'm not leading to the board's removal. Are they kind of talking about a person? I just find that this is kind of arbitrary in addition to being one-sided. I think that I'm wondering who is it that's going to make these decisions about who can be removed, about what speech is okay and what isn't. So I'm just a little bit concerned about how this revision as a result of this lawsuit is going and how these guidelines are being propagated so that the general public can understand what's happening at these meetings. Because there's not many people that are actually going to follow these issues through the newspaper or maybe a podcast or maybe a radio personality or something. So I would like for the board to kind of consider this a little bit and see if there's some clarification that can be made.
Before if we do have another speaker, Mr. Stewart, I'd like for you to speak with specificity to Ms. Hale's comment about the law enforcement being in the room. I just want to make sure that the public knows that they are safe and that law enforcement as part of the settlement is allowed in the room, but there were a few little contingencies. So if you wouldn't mind elaborate on that a bit, because I know we visited about that in depth.
That's correct. Law enforcement is allowed to be in the room. There was an agreement that they would not be allowed to be posted towards the front of the room because it was considered that might be have a chilling effect on people's speech, that it would be threatening to have law enforcement officers standing in the front while people are trying to speak to the board. That doesn't mean that they can't be in the back or in the side and be ready to defend if there's any situation that requires it. So
yeah.
That's all been considered. Yeah.
And in the event of them needing to move to the front, they're free to do whatever they feel is necessary within their purview. We just, the lawsuit said don't post them in the front, correct?
Yeah, in the event of emergency, of course, they'd be able to respond, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. Any other public comments? All righty. Sir, you have to fill out a speaker card prior to.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I just want to say, man, this is one of the best libraries in the country.
Mr. Right. President, may I have some?
Yes, please.
I have no problem with law enforcement being
in. Sir, you're out of order. If you don't mind, we appreciate your comments. But you do have to fill out a speaker card, so if you would please refrain, we'd appreciate it. Yes, Mr. Astor.
I just want to take this time to thank everybody that's been on this board. Thank Larry and Daniel for my time here on the board. It's been amazing. It's been interesting. It's been a fun run. Thank the public for y'all's support and just for your love of this library system. It's all my service in military nationally would have never prepared me for serving in a role such close to my home and my parish, and it just shows I think the love that everyone has for this city, this parish, and this state is amazing, and it's been great to serve here, and I kind of don't want to step down, but my service has taken me out of state, out of country too much to put some time into this position. This is still a great board. Everyone here has been great. So I just want to kind of let that be known. This is my last meeting. Even though I wasn't here, I've been able to listen online and see some of the YouTube video and all that. But it was a great privilege, an honor, a blessing to be a huge part of this this board. And God willing, if I'm able to slow down and retire, I'd love to be back in some capacity, but yeah, no, it's been great. I just want to thank everyone that's been able to support me while I was away, and just it's been great. And Danny, you're amazing, man. Thanks for all you do.
Wait, I'd like to publicly thank you, Erasto, for your service on this board and for our country.
Yes, ma'am.
I know we're not voting, but I second that. that was one of my closing items I was going to visit before we pray out. We certainly appreciate your service and dedication, first to our country, but also to our Lafayette Public Library Board. You've been a valuable asset. Thank you for all of your inquisitiveness and all the time, effort, and energy you've put in, and we ask that, you know, as you continue to go forth, man, that the Lord would just bless you and keep you. Yes. So thank you for your service. You. Any other comments?
I bet you
never served. All right. If y'all would please stand, we're going to adjourn.
Just for clarity, on the agenda item, may I ask a question? There's a special election, November 19th. I'm not sure what the special meeting is about. And also a time.
Yeah, so the special meeting is actually part of the training that is part of the requirement of the settlement for the lawsuit, and I believe it's at 2 o'clock. Is that right, Stuart? I've got it right here on my calendar.
It's at 2:30.
Okay.
It's posted on the library's website and on all of the libraries.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Thank you. All right, if you would all please bow your head. Lord, we thank you for this time together. We thank you for the productive evening. We ask that as we all disperse to our homes that you would go with us, keep us safe, help us to continue to be productive citizens of this lovely, amazing city that you've blessed us with. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for coming. Our meeting is adjourned.